As we enter a fresh new year with another dose of COVICON, COVID-related informational confusion, we're here to help you navigate your way around the library's many services. This January, we find ourselves back in version 7.16b, curbside pickup and browsing computers by appointment. You may be familiar with its functionality through the numerous swivels in this direction over the past 2 years. Note that we did not use the term pivot, that is so 2021. This service structure allows patrons the full spectrum of library pursuits while keeping smaller groups spread throughout the day to provide a safer experience for everyone. The curbside option is by drop-in during any of our operating hours, or you can book a session for public internet use or material browsing by giving us a call. Our full lineup of programming continues virtually until further notice. Since you're already familiar with this setup, here are some answers to some of your burning COVID-related questions. Can I pick up a rapid test kit at the library? Unfortunately, no, we do not have COVID rapid test kits available at the library. As of now, there is no indication that we will be one of the libraries receiving these in the future either. So far, two libraries in Ontario have received rapid antigen screening kits with public distribution programs beginning this month. But we'll keep you current on any changes and/or important updates. The books we still have though. You've come to the right place for those. Score. Can I get my vaccine QR code printed and laminated? Yes. We are happy to help you access your vaccine passport. In fact, we prepare so many QR codes per day that we have considered the switch to Thorold public QR code, and also, books. You can arrange a time to come, or you can simply ring our doorbell and let us know that's what you're here for. Depending on volume, the process will only take around 5 minutes and you are welcome to wait in your vehicle. We will wave to you when it's ready. Big, obvious waves, not some delicate 30-degree action. You will need to bring with you your health card, any proof of vaccine you wish copied, and a knowledge of your own postal code. Fair warning, this can be trickier than you expect. The whole process will set you back $1.20. Generally, we shrink to around 50%, which is a comfortable carrying size. We advise you not to aim for the wallet size dream of under 2 inches as this may start to impact the code's readability. Can I get my booster shot at the library? This one is also a no. Believe it or not, we get this question a lot. And it's quite understandable, not because we happen to resemble a medically authorized facility, though thank you. But because many pop-up clinics have been held in shared spaces and multi-complex facilities, yes, often even libraries. Just not ours. What we can help you do is run through the process of how you'd make an appointment at an authorized vaccination site and direct you to the appropriate resources. So, to be clear, any vaccine you receive on site here would be ill-advised. What kind of material do you have to keep me entertained at home? Glad you asked. Books, of course. Also, lots of new DVDs and Blu-ray, launchpads and hotspots, puzzles and board games, audiobooks and ebooks, video games and comic books, and so on and so forth. So not your grandmother's library. Actually, it is your grandmother's library too. Comes here a lot. She says hi and stops slouching. Still have COVID questions? We have COVID answers and non-COVID answers too. We still do those. Feel free to reach out. Metaphorically, at 905-227-2581 or info@thoroldpubliclibrary.ca.